Because there is a very special programme, a very special edition of Prime Time on RTE television tonight, and it deals with the whole issue of dyslexia, and more specifically, the facilities of lack thereof of special schools where children with dyslexia can get the extra help that they need. The whole programme was the idea of well-known sports broadcaster Marie Crow, who herself has a son with dyslexia. And among the people whose stories are featured on the show are our own Kieran Donaghy, well-known Kerry footballer, who himself has dyslexia, and he will be interviewed on that show, which is to be screened tonight. And I'm delighted to say that Kieran joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Kieran.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm good. Lovely to talk to you. Listen, how did you get involved in this Primetime programme?
I was talking to Marie. She asked me to go up to a reading school. She read about it in my autobiography in 2016 about the dyslexia, and she said, would you come up and talk to this school that her son was going to, which was a special reading school in Dublin and a special school really to improve kids with dyslexia in terms of the reading, writing, spelling kind of element. They would do all the normal schoolwork, but it was done in a way which would cater for their needs almost in a way. So I went in and surveyed a small bit of it and then did a bit of a talk for them afterwards, and just in terms of I had it in school obviously and struggled in school, and we weren't lucky enough to have a school like this that knew what was going on, and I wasn't even diagnosed till I was 23, and so I was just kind of talking to them about, you know, I was still able to kind of get through school and enjoyed it and enjoyed making friends in school, and obviously sport was my outlet for the frustration that I might have been feeling in classrooms, etc.
Yeah.
So it was that's how Marie asked me to get involved in it.
And like, how old were you when you started to kind of realise, Kieran, you know, I can't read as well as everybody else, or I can't write as well as everybody else?
Reading was a kind of a case of when I was trying to study for the junior cert, I was trying to read, and my mum would probably laugh at this now, she was listening to trying to study, but obviously I was trying to do something, but the words in the page would start kind of shaking almost. It's probably hard to imagine for somebody but people with dyslexia would get where I'm coming from with this. When I was trying to concentrate on a page full of text for a certain amount of time, short by the way, it would just have a sensation of it moving, where you'd have to put your hands up to your eyes and kind of give them a rub, and then, you know, you may need to take a break or whatever for a few minutes. So I was thinking that wasn't normal at the time, but, you know, I did such little study, I suppose, that I didn't take too much notice of it. But it was spellings was the one that got me. The maths, obviously, I struggled with the mixture of numbers and letters in terms of algebra in secondary school. So, you know, didn't really know, actually, just thought I wasn't good at school and thought I wasn't that bright in school, I would say, more so, and just kind of probably played the kind of class clown a small bit and kind of focused on the sport and used that as an excuse of why I wasn't that good at school. So it wasn't until I was studying actually for QFA exams in the bank where Hillary, my wife, started helping me study, and she was the one who said, you know, there's something wrong here, Kieran. Like, we've gone over this five times and you're not getting it. There's something wrong.
Yeah.
And suggested to get try and see if I could get diagnosed or get assessed, sorry.
Well, fair play to Hillary. And Kieran, like, did teachers give out to you and give you stick for not getting things? Did they assume that you just couldn't be bothered?
Yeah, I would say so. But, like, I wouldn't have any ill feelings towards teachers at that time. It just wasn't as prevalent as it is now, and it wasn't as kind of to the fore as it is now. So, but yeah, I would have, of course, and, you know, no, I wouldn't blame them. And many times I was probably a distraction maybe as well to other kids inside there, and I was never really cheeky. I wouldn't have been like that to teachers, but I would have been messing. I would have been trying to entertain myself is the way I would put it in later life. To help me get through the day. But I would have got plenty of tellings off. But yeah, I wouldn't hold it against any of the teachers. I'd be friendly with 95% of the teachers ahead still to this day.
And they were delighted you turned out fine in the end, as it turned out.
Yes, to their shock, I'd say some of them, but yeah.
But I suppose, you know, it's a very personal thing to come out and talk about this, because I know you were very candid about it in your book, and now you're taking part in this documentary. And in doing so, are you kind of hoping to give a little bit of inspiration to kids out there who equally are struggling with dyslexia and feeling maybe that they're stupid or that they're not as good as everybody else?
Yeah. It is probably just kind of letting them know that it's okay. Is the main thing, and that they'll be okay, and that there's ways around it now. There's, you know, the schools are great. My own daughter has it as well, and she's out with Peter Lynn in the Spar National School, and you know, there's movement breaks, there's extra help at reads. You know, the schools are obviously more in tune with what's going on now, and obviously, you know, depending on what resources certain schools have, they're doing their best. The people in the school are doing the best. And I suppose what the show tonight is about is probably trying to get the government to make more of a push to help kids with this regard, and see if there's more potential for these, you know, certain schools to be opened in different areas. And, you know, just basically that people, I don't need to be too many kids watching prime time now on a Wednesday night. But it's more for even just awareness of it in terms of teachers, in terms of, you know, I'd be very aware of it coaching kids now, and I see certain kids and I go, you know, they may be struggling to concentrate here now on this, and they may have this. So I know that from looking at them. So it's kind of just to bring more awareness to them, and just to let them know that it's okay. Do you know what I mean? It's an academic thing. It doesn't define you. I would often put out a message before the Leaving Cert, because I was one of those kids that got the Leaving Cert and tried to laugh off how bad the results were. And, oh, I was gone out of that exam after 20 minutes and I did this and I did that. And, you know, trying to take the pressure off myself would probably embarrass me deep down inside about how poorly I did it when results were coming up. And I'd always put up a message to say, you know, that type of book smart is one thing and it'll get you so far in life. But, you know, often kids with dyslexia or people with dyslexia or ADHD are very creative people. They're really good at solving problems. They can be really useful in the workplace when they finish, you know, if they go to college or don't go to college. That there's loads of different avenues for people to go. And, you know, once you can try and find something you enjoy doing, you know, don't let anything hold you back, and results shouldn't hold you back either.
Absolutely. And you actually went back and did the Leaving Cert as an adult, didn't you?
I did. I failed it twice. And my friend Timmy McMahon from Austin Stacks, who's teacher below in the Green, after I won my first All-Ireland, he helped me. He said, look, I can get you a pass in maths. I was looking to go into the bank at the time and you needed a Leaving Cert. And I had done past everything bar maths. And he said, look, listen, I can get you a pass. We'll forget about this and forget about that. And he took all the stuff that he knew that I might be struggling with off the table. And sat the Leaving Cert as a 23-year-old in maths, and thankfully got it.
Yeah, well done. There's great credit due to you that you went back and studied.
Well,
and
I don't
studied.
Need one subject to study for now, Deirdre, so don't get too excited. I don't need one subject to study for that year. So.
Still, though, it must have been weird sitting in the hall with a bunch of 17 and 18-year-olds, and the next thing, Kieran Donaghy walks in and sits down and picks up a pen.
It was definitely weird. Lots of strange looks and... But yeah, I was just probably determined really to try and, you know, try and pass it and you know, be able to go into this job that I was getting off a friend of mine, Sean Healy from the Stole, who was high up in Ulster Bank at the time, and they wanted to get me in. I was after winning my first All-Ireland, and I was kind of had a focus to get it, I suppose. And as I said to you, it was only one subject I really had to dial in on. So, no, I was delighted and proud when I got it, because obviously I had to go through two failed Leaving Certs due to failing maths in both of those, so that was embarrassing at the time. So I was just kind of deep down, I was delighted, but I wouldn't have been advertising it that much now at the time.
Yeah, well, you know, doesn't it just go to show the whole experience and this, obviously this documentary as well, that all our brains are wired differently, and the school system really only suits people whose brains are wired one particular way. And just because you don't get, you know, as you said yourself, book smart, doesn't mean you're stupid, doesn't mean you can't achieve or be successful in life. It's just a matter of finding a way that your brain can learn what everyone else learns their way.
Exactly. And I think, you know, hopefully, look, you know, in 10, 15 years' time, there'll be even more advances in this, and, you know, there will be more to cater for these people, because often, as I said, these people are incredibly smart. It's just, obviously, the schooling system is designed to grade you in one way. Can you learn, read, learn, and rewrite what we're teaching you? And there's a lot more to life and outside of life, and in terms of business, when you're looking to start business, you know, you can't have everyone that's just good at one thing. You need people that are able to go out and sell, and people that have personality, and people that are different types of smarts. Absolutely.
Listen, while we have you, before we let you go, on a completely different note, I know you're a soccer fan. I think you're a Chelsea fan. Am I right in saying that?
You're right.
Any thoughts on our World Cup draw, or have you heard it?
I haven't heard it. I was actually in a meeting there now, and say sorry, it's your producer who was ringing me at 1:30. And I was stuck in a meeting and just got out, so didn't see the draw.
Yeah, we have to play the Czechs in Prague. The Czechs, so it's okay. It could be worse, I suppose, Kieran.
Eric, could be worse. I tell you, no, the farm, the country you're in, and I'd say the farm inside in that dressing room. No, I'd say it didn't really matter. I was hoping for Wales myself, because you'd have a special atmosphere if it was in Wales, and it's very close and cheap for people to get over there and go support the team. They could go by boat or plane or whatever way. So I was hoping for that. But no, look, it's exciting. I think the weekend that we had was brilliant. Hopefully, know that they can get everybody healthy and injury free come March, and just go over there and give it a rattle. They'll have the support of the country, no doubt. But it would be brilliant if we could.
Absolutely. Listen, Kieran, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us, and well done on highlighting this whole issue of dyslexia.
Thanks, Deirdre.
All the best. That is Kieran Starr Donaghy there talking to us about a special primetime programme which he is interviewed on and participated in. It's all to do with dyslexia and the various supports that are available in the country for children with dyslexia, and probably highlighting a lot of the shortcomings in support for children with dyslexia as well. It's the brainchild of RTE sports presenter Marie Crowe, who has a son with dyslexia, but Kieran features prominently in the programme as well, and it's on after the news tonight on RTE television if you want to check it out.